All right, well, I'm going to ask up Steph Leung, and she's done a little reflection, a spoken word piece of poetry on this passage. Steph, just briefly, you're married, so you don't have the grief of singleness. How did you come to be prompted to think about this issue? Yeah. And so why have you written this?
We've always wanted to have kids. We really would love to have kids. But for medical reasons and just because the world is the way that it is, sometimes that's not a reality. And that's kind of might be in the picture for us. And so this poem is me reflecting on what I know of God and this passage as well. And just trying to sit with that and think, what would I do? How would I respond if this was my future? And in doing that, that made me think of, well, if this is my experience, if this is something that I have to wrestle with, what about my single friends? What about the friends that are married that I have who can't have kids? And just trying to speak to some of those things. Thanks, everyone. It's a real privilege to be able to share this with you. It's called Twice Blessed. There's something in the water. With each new moon, a bloom appears. Its plume, a fresh flush of red as it rushes into life, gasping, bloodied, dazzled, and whang, its arrival to the world. A curtain of blurry tears lingers in a husband's eyes, secured by that whale, the anchor of terrified joy in a little life that now unites man and wife, drawing them down even deeper into the depths of the wonder of love. And I, the paddler, look on, quietly poised with my watercolour etched joy on the edge of laughter and longing, childless. Post-baby moon, soon this pair will be knee-deep in poo and wee, wiping snotty noses and rashy bums in the lull of daytime TV. Not my cup of tea, but to lack the possibility of ever possessing the natural bounty of the fecund decadence of flesh pressed together, the blessed overflow of the sacred fellowship of sex, which gives the perpetual parental tiredness its radiance. Am I less because he and I, or she and I, and therefore they, may never be? Because the one and one that God joins together doesn't always make three, and even if it does, sometimes only temporarily. Because wriggling bunny rug wrapped chubby cheeks and rolly legs will not be my issue, but only the same futile flood or the same monthly blood that ticks down the time till this dry tree is unthreaded from the warp and weft of this world's life in death. Am I less? A deep sense of being presses up against such reductionistic fallacy. Is a fruitful womb really the full-orbed sphere of human identity, or the marker of maturity, or but one of many futures pregnant with possibility? Well, the answer seems obvious, but I confess, sometimes I believe there is little left for me. But some light cuts through, some hope proves true as the sun rises, life renewed. For in this one man who from hand to hand answered every promise made to Abraham, God damned every lack and loss and aching absence with the fullness of his presence. He left no Jewish brood, no fleshy legacy, but by loving death scattered seeds so that every covenant cut bleeds of a future of which marriage and children were ever only a picture. Of a future based on the blood of faith. For by water and spirit he raises immortal progeny, and from a barren, impotent cross brings forth a star-filled galaxy. For so shall your offspring be. Which means that while women keep birthing the new world, now all men can plant deep inside the womb of eternity. And when at last the crocus blooms, we'll know, at last, relief, that this desert will have finally been redeemed. And yet, the hollow ache of concentrated sorrow still eddies through my days. Sometimes I can resist the lie that I subsist below the waterline of faith, but the questions and the question never really go away. Why? And while you help me ride the heights of family life, carefully avoiding rips of bitter jealousy, tumbling and washing up in the swash of gratitude for an attitude of grace-filled common unity, I still need you to help me glide the waves of grief, to be my Jesus, who for all his stillborn sons who kept rebelling in Jerusalem, wept, to relinquish together our ifs and buts and maybes, to face the grey of God's great mystery, and to hold me. For these days are not our days, full and free, but just round the corner, just up ahead, lies the light of 1,000,000 dazzling diamonds we will be, swept up to glory, where we will be shining and shining and shining, evergreen. The tussle is far from over, but I will resist diminishing a sibling's well-feathered quiver and instead choose delight in other worthy kingdom productivity one day at a time, while smiling wry thanks to the giver of all who takes this good thing made measuring tape away and puts it in its proper place. Childless, not fruitless. Contingency no longer tightrope, but a different kind of free. Present joy, and a future ripe with rest. Perhaps I am twice blessed.